Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today, I would like to teach you how to say Chinese medicine in Chinese. We have Martin Niven. Martin, she is the UK Shaolin Temple instructor, and she also is a practitioner in acupuncture. It's part of Chinese medicine. Hi, Martin, 你好.
你好.
Right, when did you start learning acupuncture?
I started learning about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I trained for about four years,
mm-hmm.
and then I've been practicing for about 6 years after that.
Right, okay. And then do you also practice different type of Chinese medicine in addition to acupuncture?
Yeah, so there's actually three pillars of Chinese medicine. One of them is acupuncture, the other one is tuina, and the other one is herbal medicine. So I practice acupuncture and tuina.
Right.
But at the moment, I'm still learning, so my next stage of development is to learn herbal medicine.
Okay, that sounds a lot of fun. Right, to say Chinese medicine, just very easy. English is much longer. Okay, we say 中医.
中医.
Yeah, 中医.
中医.
中 means Chinese or middle, and in this case, it's just a abbreviation to say Chinese. 中.
中.
Yeah, and 医.
医.
It's a first tone, it means medicine. So both 中 and 医 are first tones. So all we need to do is to keep it very flat, about equal beat. 中医.
中医.
Yeah, 中医, it's just a quick way to describe any form of traditional Chinese medicine. As you mentioned, yeah, the acupuncture is involved, and tuina is one of the usual technique.
Mm.
And some people do cupping.
Mm.
And then herbal medicine is part of it. And then a very important part, they are just like remedies. I think just like any type of medicine, diagnosis is also important.
Mm, that's correct, yeah.
So if you go ever seen a Chinese doctor, they probably don't have that many fancy devices to listen to you, to look at you. They will just put their hand on your pulse, on the wrist.
Mm, that's right.
Or they touch a certain part of your hand and they get to look at the color of your tongue.
Mm, that's right. Yeah, that's very important.
Yeah, you learned all this like a diagnosis as well.
Yeah, that's a very important part of the practice, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we learn face reading, so the colours on your face.
Yep.
And we learn tongue diagnosis and pulse diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
And I particularly learned a style called a five-element style.
Yep.
So this is to do with the mental and emotional well-being of the patient as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the colour on the face, the sound of the voice, and the emotions that the patient can or can't express.
Mm-hmm.
And also a smell.
The smell, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can diagnose by smell.
Yeah,
as well.
From all the senses.
Mm.
Okay, so how do I look now?
You look very healthy.
Okay, good to know.
You look very happy, very
okay.
Healthy, very fiery.
Okay, nice to know. Yeah, so acupuncture as a practitioner, it takes a long time to remember all the acupoints, right? There are how many of them? A few hundred?
About 600, 600 to 700 acupuncture points. In
right. Building. Wow.
Mm.
Yeah, and in Chinese ways, when they learned about acupuncture, they need to learn those ancient Chinese names. For example, they would say 合谷, and they would say 合谷, and they would say 丹田 or 丹田穴, and they will have a lot of different 穴, which is the acupoints. And when you learn it as a native English speaker, do you learn the Chinese words or you learn the numbers?
Well, we learn both. So we learn the Chinese and we also learn the numbers as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's quite important to learn the Chinese because they give you an indication of what the point can actually do. It gives you some extra idea of its function.
600 of them.
Yeah.
That's a lot to learn.
Yeah.
And then, let me confess, I learned how to do acupuncture when I was a university student.
Wow, that's
from
amazing.
A professor. Yeah, and she was quite a well-known person, and she taught not only in Taiwan, she was quite a master professor in Beijing as well. So I learned the basics from her, but I was not allowed to practice on people.
Mm.
And the first lesson I went, I was very relaxed, thinking I'm going to learn some theory. And the first thing she asked me to do was to start putting pins, the needles, on myself.
Brilliant.
So that was the first lesson. And then since then, like 12 weeks every day, I have lots of needles covering all over me. In order to practice, I did that at home, and my mom was always horrified. When she saw me, I often fall asleep. And then she discovered me in the early morning having needles all over my arms and my face, and she was a little bit worried about me.
Oh my goodness. Sometimes there's a good way to learn is to practice on yourself. But
I thought that's the only way to learn. Did you practice on people first?
No, I did practice on myself. Yeah. Uh-huh. We weren't allowed to needle in our years that we practiced. We weren't allowed, also not allowed to needle anybody apart from ourselves.
Yeah, and then do you want to learn how to say acupuncture in Chinese?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, we say 针灸.
针灸.
Yeah,
针灸.
针灸. Yeah, actually, 针 and 灸 are two different things, but nowadays, especially in the Western practice of acupuncture, we only see 针. 针 means the needles. Mm. Yeah, the needles we put into the acupoints, we say 穴道. So the needles, and in many different practices, in addition to the needles, they actually put one type of herb on top of the needles and burn it.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that?
Oh yeah, moxibustion.
Yeah, that is actually called jiu.
Jiu.
Yeah, the second word, zhen jiu together, that is a complete practice of putting the needles on top and then the herbal thing on top, they call ai cao. And that's one type of herb, and they put it on top and burn it to stimulate and then to make the effectiveness much greater. So they call zhen jiu. But the modern practice, either some places in China, they still do the jiu, the herbal thing. Yeah. But some doctors, when I went to see them, they only did the needles.
Yeah.
In this case, it's only zhen. But just for the sake of the convenience and the convention, they call the whole thing zhen jiu.
Zhen jiu, yeah.
Yeah. And then it seems to be like, 100 years ago, people would, unless they are familiar with Chinese medicine, people would get pretty frightened when they look at the needles. And nowadays, people seems to be quite used to it. And they even look for the remedies if they have some certain type of illness or injuries. Yeah. Acupuncture proved to be very effective.
Yeah, it's very popular nowadays now. I think people have got a lot more understanding about acupuncture and its benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And the needles, they're not the same as if you go to like a hospital, you have your blood taken or something like that. The needles are very, very fine.
Yep.
And they're not inserted very deeply into the body, just at the level of the blood.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very superficial.
Right.
So it's not painful at all. And yeah, it's proving to have some really great effects.
Okay. So the person who practices Chinese medicine, we call them 中医师.
中医师.
Yeah, 中医师. 中医 is Chinese medicine, and 师 means master or teacher.
师.
And in this case, yeah, it's a respect of the person is with a profession, and it requires years of practice and learning. So 中医师 is the doctor, the Chinese medicine doctor. 中医师.
中医师.
Yeah. And then the Chinese way of describing the type of medicine which is not Chinese medicine, they call 西医.
西医.
Yeah, 西医. 医 is still medicine, and 西 means the West. So
okay.
It's a bit misleading, but it's not necessarily always from the West, but that just means the type of medicine, like a scientific based, and then with a modern laboratory and experiment, and then it's with a repeat result, and that's more like how the Western medicine is rooted. So they call 西医.
西医.
Yeah, 西医.
Oh. 西医.
Yeah. And then, of course, nowadays, if you go to China, a lot of hospitals, they actually practice both because, as we said, they have slightly different strength and also different technique. And sometimes by combining the knowledge of the both, people can recover better.
Mm. I love the traditional practices.
Right. So you are doing wonderful thing promoting the ancient Chinese knowledge to the modern world. And I think that's a lot of great things you are doing. Thank you so much, Martin.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Right. Today we talk about Chinese medicine, 中医, Chinese medicine doctor, we say 中医师, acupuncture, 针灸. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and come back tomorrow for more Talk Chinese. 再见, Martin.
再见.